8.3% of Missouri students are treated under IDEA. This law was passed in 1975 to help special education across the nation. Last week, we talked about how this law has been implemented in Missouri and the United States. But the options for students listed in this law have not always been a high priority. Heather Adams has more on the history of special education.
When Janice Monticello was growing up, her brother was separated from his peers and taken to a classroom off to the side, which she remembers being about the size of a broom closet. Her brother has a disability, and she feels his education wasn't seen as important because of this.
People don't remember to take into account, you know, students with disabilities and their accommodations they might need. So it happens more frequently than people would believe that it does.
Monticello went on to be a special education teacher for 24 years, but now she's a state representative for the 92nd District, St. Louis, fighting for the rights of those in special education on the legislative end.
What I saw was my brother, continues to this day face difficulties with reading and you know, to some degree, functioning. And I think that we need to make sure that we're pushing students to learn to their best ability and their capacity.
But talk about inclusion and even educating children with disabilities has come a long way. Dr. George Giuliani is the executive director at the National Association of Special Education Teachers. He says the history of fighting for children's rights dates back to right after World War II, when in 1948, only about 12% of children with disabilities were receiving any kind of special education. And most of the time, those education programs weren't offering much value.
Students with disabilities went to special schools or classes that focused on learning manual skills, such as weaving and like bead stringing. So although there might have been programs that existed, it was very clear that discrimination was still as strong as ever for students with disabilities in school.
Giuliani says although Brown v. Board of Education doesn't have to do with special education specifically, it has been used by parents and advocates to argue students with disabilities should not have separate but equal facilities. And it wasn't until the 1960s that a larger movement of parents took to the courts to help their children.
Some parents began to take legal action against their school districts when they felt that their children's rights were being violated.
On November 29, 1975, the first federal law for students with disabilities was enacted. Since then, there have been 4 amendments to this law, with the most recent being 11 years ago. Now, Giuliani says, with the No Child Left Behind Act, there is more focus on collecting and working with data. But in the future, he thinks the move towards inclusion will take precedence, especially with advancements in technology.
There's been so much research coming out on iPads for children with autism and their ability to communicate and use the iPad. So I think there's a lot with assistive technology. There's a lot with universal design for learning and inclusion.
Lara Wakefield says educators, administrators, and parents need to understand the importance of this history. Wakefield runs Wakefield Consultation Services, helping parents as an outside resource during individualized education program or IEP meetings. She says people forget that special education started with the parents advocating for their children, and the school system is where it is today, thanks to them.
And then yet you sit across the table from these individuals now and they complain about what parents want in the IEP. I think that's the biggest concern for me, is that all of these individuals, especially administrators, have forgotten that it is the parent who is the most important part of the team, and it is the child who we should all be there working for.
Wakefield says although knowing the history can benefit all sides, empathy helps the most. With producer Ashley Reese, Heather Adams, KBIA News.
Tune in next week as we follow a few families through their everyday lives.